Hello, everybody, and welcome to another episode of the MLB DFS Today podcast by Sports Ethos. I am your host, Keith Cork, and I am joined, as I pretty much always am here, by Mr. Tim Morris every Saturday to crack open some brewskis and talk some baseball. I'm always excited about it, Tim. We've got a 10-game slate, man. How are you? How are you feeling about the slate in general, my friend?
I'm doing great. I feel pretty good about a few games in particular, and those are the games we're going to be covering. How are you? How you doing?
Oh, I am doing great, man. It's Saturday. Just had a good graduation party, went swimming, so ready to talk to baseball, though. Let's hop right into it, man. We've got the Colorado Rockies at the Kansas City Royals. That's our earliest game that we're targeting here. And again, it's a 10-game slate. If you guys are trying to find it, it is the, depending on your time zone, for me, it's 12:35. For Tim there on Pacific time, it is 10:35. It's the 10-game slate. And we're going to be focusing on five games, so half of that slate here. So Rockies-Royals, man. We got Kyle Freeland and Brady Singer on the line, it looks like. And we've got the Royals here favored at a minus 135 for the money line, and then we've got the over under for runs at 9.5, kind of high there, a tad bit high. So talk to me, man. I'm guessing we're not rostering any pitchers in this, are we?
No, definitely not. I do see the potential for a lot of offense. The total is on the higher side. Part of the reason is Kyle Freeland for the Rockies on the road. In five starts, he's given up seven home runs. He's only got 12 strikeouts in five starts. Compare that to 31 strikeouts at home. So, he's kind of a different guy on the road. Brady Singer for the Royals is sporting a 7.12 ERA. So there's probably going to be a good deal of runs in this one. One of the guys that I like on the Rockies side is Ryan McMahon, who's just one of the hottest hitters in the league. At the moment, he homered on Friday, got two hits on Saturday. Over the last 2 weeks, he's got 18 hits. Half of them have gone for extra bases. So he's a definite play for me.
Yeah. Looks like 10, 21, 10 for the last three games there for McMahon in fantasy points. So we're hoping for some good ones here. One home run there in that stretch. Let me ask you something, Tim. And it looks like he had a stretch of four games in a row where he had home runs. At the end of last month. So let me ask you this. Are you ever like banking on a guy hitting a home run or looking at like, a guy's, I know the bat speed, everything like that, the exit velocity of their hits and stuff like that. Like, is that something that you dig into? What do you kind of come up with these hitters that you like?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, if the guy's making good contact, that's just going to lead to good results. Right. Sometimes it'll go out of the park. When he went on that run four in a row, that was at home. In Coors against the Mets.
That makes sense, yeah.
That was just a high-scoring series in Coors. So the ball was flying out for both teams. Those were some high-scoring games in there.
Yeah.
In terms of targeting guys that are pretty much just going to hit home runs, that's someone like Salvador Perez, I think, who will be playing just because of this high run total. And if you want to compare the two catchers, so the Rockies catchers, Elias Diaz, he's actually fifth in the league with a .318 batting average, and he's at 4,600, but he's not like a power hitter like Salvador Perez, who for $700 more, you have that threat to go deep every time he comes up. So, I mean, I like, going big with Salvador Perez versus a guy that gets a lot of hits like the Rockies catcher.
I like it, man. All right. So, McMahon, we've got Diaz in there. What other hitters are you targeting here in this matchup?
If you want somebody on the cheaper side for the Royals, maybe Nick Prado, who's at 3,200. He's a first baseman / outfielder on DraftKings, which I love because you can just fit him wherever you need to in the lineup. And he's the leadoff man for the Royals. His batting average is close to .300. So he's actually second on the team in terms of batting average. So for that price, 3,200, I feel like that's a good play, especially because you can put him at multiple positions. If you want somebody on the cheaper side for the Rockies, Ezekiel Tovar is their shortstop. It was at 3,300. In the last 2 weeks, he has a hit in 12 out of the 14 games they played. He's got 8 extra base hits over that stretch, and he also got 2 hits on Saturday.
So it sounds like we're stacking Rockies here. You lean towards the Rockies winning this game?
Not sure. I don't know. I mean,
gonna be high scoring
Freeland on the mound. Yeah. I just I'm expecting a lot of runs. So
fair enough. So good one for us to go ahead and stack. I love it. Let's move on to game number two here. We've got the Tampa Bay Rays at the Boston Red Sox. That's our second game that we're covering here. We do have the Rays are ever so slightly favored. This is pretty much a pick'em. It's pretty much straight down the middle here. So kind of interesting there. We also have a game total, run total of 9 runs, which is also a tad bit on the high side. So I'm guessing we're looking at some hitters here as well. Is that correct?
Yes, and definitely looking at the Tampa pitcher, Taj Bradley, who's a rookie. He's 22 years old. He got sent down earlier in the season, but it looks like he's a part of the rotation now.
Yeah.
They just played a doubleheader on Saturday. So I'm thinking maybe Tampa lets him go a little bit more. They kind of unleash him. His K-9 number is at 12.6, which if he qualified would only be behind Spencer Strider and Hunter Green this year. Mm. So I'm thinking they let him go. His strikeout props it only at 4.5.
Nice.
In 6 starts that he's made, he's gone under 6 Ks only once. So if you're playing Prize Picks, underdog, or just want to bet that number, I think that's a great number.
I love that, man. That's perfect. So, yeah, Thrive Fantasy. Also, if you guys aren't on Thrive Fantasy, go ahead and download it. Enter promo code ETHOS, and you can go ahead and play some of these props as well. So we like the strikeouts here. So we're going with the rookie, Taj Bradley of the Rays at 8,800 as our starting pitcher. What kind of, you know, if you guessing that he's going to pitch, you know, 6, maybe 7 innings here, what kind of score are we aiming for this starting pitcher?
You absolutely need 20 points at least from your pitchers, from each of your pitchers, 18 at the very bottom, to have any chance of getting in the money. So if you're getting under that, you better have some guy going off in your lineup. But yeah, you want to hit 20, and his high strikeouts is going to help him get there.
Yeah.
He might not have the amount of outs to get there, but I think his strikeouts will put him over. And like I said, with the doubleheader, all their bullpen guys have gone. I think their first game was a bullpen game. So maybe they ride him a little bit longer.
All right. So we're obviously not playing any Red Sox hitters here, but are we playing any Tampa Bay Rays hitters?
Well, I do like Harold Ramirez, who's an outfielder, and he's cheap. A lot of this Rays lineup produces, and they're not crazy expensive. I mean, you have Wander Franco, who's at 5,700. If you want to go expensive with it, he's averaging 6.
Baseball has just the best amazing names. I love the Newt Bar guy. I love his name. Wander Franco. I like it a lot. Yeah, go ahead. I'm sorry, you cut you off. Good.
Good. So he's got over 16 points in his last 8 games on average. So he's crushing it. I mean, 6 stolen bases over that stretch, ranks 5th in the league with 17 doubles, hitting over 300. He's young. He's a stud. I mean, they have some great young talent. Jose Siri is young. He's also a stud. He's 3,200. His value only comes when he homers, really, but he made a game-ending diving catch in the second game of the doubleheader. So, I mean, he's made some great plays in the outfield. He's got power. So if you want to play him, he's not a bad play.
I do
Those
see
are
that,
probably the main guys.
Yeah, I do see Wander Franco. He did miss, it's like the second half of the doubleheader on Saturday, but it looks like he was just kind of held on as precaution. He'll probably play, I would guess, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. The first game he had like 20 points.
Yeah. So he's totally fine. They just wanted to make sure he doesn't injure that hamstring again.
Yeah.
Okay. Perfect. So we're going to go ahead and move on here to our third game here. But before I do, guys, I want to go ahead and mention, we are absolutely crushing it on the NFL draft guide side over here. And if you guys are NFL contributors, please do reach out. Please do let me know. I would love to talk to you. Ethos Keith is my Twitter handle. Need some more contributors here as we get prepped up here. And I hope you guys are getting excited for football season, because I certainly am. I'm already in an auction draft here, a dynasty auction draft. I haven't played fantasy football in like 3-4 years. So I'm getting excited. Y'all are getting excited. Reach out to me about that. Back to baseball, though. Tim, We've got the Seattle Mariners and at the Texas Rangers. We've got Bryce Miller and Nathan Eovaldi on the mound here. It looks like the Rangers are favored with a minus 140 money line. This is a lower total at 7.5 for the run total here. So I'm curious to hear which of these fantastic pitchers you are targeting.
Well, I wanted to talk about Nasty Nate Eovaldi is what they call him. He's at 11,000, and I wanted to advise against taking him. He's the highest pitcher on the board. I think you can get similar point totals from some of the lower priced pitchers. He's only gotten over 8 strikeouts in one game this year, and that was against the A's. So, I mean, he's great. His command is amazing. He might get the dub, but at 11,000, that's just way too expensive for me to get a guy that doesn't strike out that many pit batters.
Yeah.
So I think you can get better bang for your buck. And with Bryce Miller, the guy on the mound for the Mariners, he's a rookie. Mm-hmm. He's also pretty expensive, almost 10K. He's at 9,900. A lot of people said he was in line for some regression, and in his last start, the Yankees put an 8 spot on him. Mm. So I would be cautious about these two. I mean, they both had amazing years, but I just think they're a little overpriced, and you can get better value.
Fair enough. Sounds like we're hitting some hitters here. So who are you liking here?
Yeah, well, mostly I like the value in the Texas outfield, Leody Taveras. He homered on Saturday. They scored 16 runs on Saturday. They've scored the most runs in the league. They're crushing at the Rangers. So between Leody Taveras, Travis Jankowski, and Robbie Grossman, they're all priced around 3,000. Mm-hmm. I think Taveras is the one to play. Mm-hmm. I think if you're going big money with Marcus Semien or Corey Seager, I don't think you can do wrong. Semien's on a 22-game hit streak.
Wow.
So if you want it, yeah, I know. If they're crushing it. The Rangers are crushing it right now, and that's without Jacob DeGrom.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
If you want to go Seager or Semien, with Seager, I feel like I would rather play a guy like Wander Franco, who doesn't need to hit a home run to get value. But I can't advise against taking Marcus Semien. He's on fire right now.
Fair enough. So you've got some good value there in the outfield, though, for the Rangers and really any of those guys. But you think Taveras is probably the best one of them. I know you said you want to mention some guys on the Athletics in Marlins game. But what other players are you looking at around this slate to kind of fill out your roster?
In that game, or just in particular for pitchers, I'm looking at Kodai Senga for the Mets. He's probably who I'm going to be pairing with Taj Bradley. It's between Senga and Sandy Alcantara for me, but Senga will be at home, and at home he's got a 1.2 ERA. He's given up only 4 runs. That's in 5 starts. On the road, in 5 games, he's given up 17 runs, has a 6.12 ERA. So he's a completely different pitcher at home versus on the road. His last start was at home versus Philly. He gave up 1 hit and struck out 9 in 7 innings. So I'm definitely going to be looking to start him. Sandy, kind of a down year. But if he was ever going to pitch a complete game shutout, it would be against the A's, who the Marlins have in town. They beat them 12-1 on Saturday, which puts the A's at let me get this number. The A's are 22-38 against the spread this year.
Yeah. Yeah.
Which, I mean, they've lost 48 games. So in only 10 of those losses, they've covered the run line.
Yeah. Yeah. It's been bad. I've been betting them still. And it's just, I stopped about, I think 3 or 4 days ago. So, life has been good, but yeah, it's been mostly bad. I wouldn't bet them anymore. Not for the time being, at least, but they've just been terrible. Yeah. I'm sorry, did I cut you off on the Mariners? Did you have some other Mariners you were targeting in that game as well?
Mariners, no, not really. Okay. I mean, I'm a little scared of Eovaldi, and they're on the road. I mean, I guess J-Rod you could play, but he's one of the higher priced guys. I would rather spend that money on a guy like Wander Franco. I like that matchup more in Boston, versus Uvalde, who has been amazing this year. So.
Fair enough. Well, that I believe is going to do it for us, Tim. Unless you had any other people you were kind of targeting here, any other hitters?
No, not really. We covered
Okay.
all of the big games that I think you can get a
All
lot of value
yeah.
and good guys on. Yeah.
So those are the games that we want to stack here, and you can kind of fill out from there. Tim, I appreciate your time, man. I am Keith Cork. You can find me on Twitter at @ethoskeith. Go find me there. And Tim, where can people find you and your work, my friend?
You can find me on Twitter at me Tim Sim. Feel free to hit me up with any questions. Happy to answer anything. I tweet picks out throughout the week, guys that stand out to me. You can read my delivery on Sports Ethos. It comes out every Sunday, Friday, and Tuesday.
Go follow my guy Tim. He has some great work over there. If you guys play MLB DFS or even season long, you can get some insights from him, I believe. If you guys disagree, or if you guys absolutely agree with Tim and just want to be part of the family, come talk to me, man. We do want some more people here in this MLB DFS division to help us really grow it and take it to the next level. Now's the time to do it. We got some really good opportunities here, a lot of just things that need to be done. So reach out to me at @ethoskeith again on Twitter, and I will get you started. But hey, Tim, again, thank you, my friend, for stopping by and giving me those MLB takes. Until next time, everybody, go get that money.